He's expected in court this morning for a bond hearing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The accused gunman in a Highland Park, Illinois, 4th of July parade attack.
These seven counts of first-degree murder will lead to a mandatory life sentence should he be convicted, without the possibility of parole.
Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt, six of the seven people killed have been identified.
Their ages range from 35 to 88 years old. Among the victims, a husband and a wife, Kevin and Irina McCarthy. Their son, just 2 years old, is now an orphan. Neighbors had found him confused, crying, and alone as people tried to run away from the gunshots that rained down from a rooftop. A GoFundMe page for him has raised more than $1.5 million so far.
Fox's Madeline Rivera in Highland Park. Vice President Harris went there last night.
Congress needs to have the courage to act and renew the assault weapons ban.
There are questions about why Robert Cremo III was able to buy guns legally. Police twice encountered him in 2019. First, he was suicidal. Then a Cremo relative reported him for threatening to kill people.
The police responded to his residence. The police removed 16 knives, a dagger, and a sword from Cremo's home.
But Chris Cavelli with the Lake County Major Crimes Task Force says no charges were filed then. Akron, Ohio's mayor has lifted a curfew put in place after protests over a black man's police shooting death.
Late last night, there was a protest near the Summit County Jail, but that was just outside the curfew zone and was relatively peaceful. Protesters counting to 60. The number of times the coroner says 25-year-old Jalen Walker was shot after a police pursuit.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Drama at a Santana concert last night in Michigan. The guitarist collapsed.
The medics came up on the stage to the microphones and they said, we have a serious medical condition here. We will not be continuing the concert.
Lori Pinson, a Fox 2 Detroit meteorologist, was at the show. Carlos Santana's manager said afterward he suffered a heat exhaustion and is doing well now. America's listening to Fox.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Well, our top story is the 4th of July attack in Illinois. There's a very different story in Texas where San Antonio police say see something, say something worked, potentially stopping a 19-year-old man from going on a shooting rampage.
Prosecutors are charging Rodolfo Aceves with terroristic threats causing public fear in San Antonio. Police say several people who worked with him reported hearing him detail plans to commit a mass shooting at an Amazon delivery center. Detectives looking into the case say they discovered information leading them to interpret his comments as a legitimate potential mass shooting threat. Police say they detained him and seized an assault-style rifle from his home. The father of the suspect is reported to have said his son struggles with mental illness. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Biden administration is not giving up trying to get rid of a popular vaping brand.
The FDA says it will suspend its ban on Juul e-cigarettes while the company appeals the agency's order to pull its products off the U.S. market. The agency gave that order in June, noting that Juul had failed to submit sufficient evidence that the e-cigarettes were safe. Now the FDA says it's determined there are scientific issues unique to Juul that warrant additional review. The agency has cleared the way for rivals Reynolds American and Enjoy Holdings to sell their e-cigarettes in the U.S. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Gas prices are down 2 more cents. They've fallen 23 days in a row and almost a quarter off the record high, and they could keep falling after oil plunged below $100 a barrel. AAA's national average for regular now about $4.78 per gallon. On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly while markets are mixed overseas like yesterday when the Dow dropped 129 points. But the NASDAQ rebounded with a late rally and ended up almost 200 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.